Shir Yud Beis Maksivos Chof Ches El Hitov Shemir Mal, September 27, 1981, on Sunday.
I mean, they are the normal women. I mean, obviously we don't have to differentiate. But the answer is, when the Gemara says that the Kutim are not saying loyalties, so the Gemara has referenced the specific situation. In other words, when there is a call, when there is a call or there are special circumstances, as I mentioned last time, suppose we know that the husband has had a heart condition for many years and many times he becomes confined to bed, just like that. So then we have to be chesed. Maybe he didn't come because he couldn't come, because he became confined to bed. Or if there is a call that he was an onus, he became confined to bed. And what Putin is, even under such circumstances, we'll take it for granted that he was not an onus. Now, we said, oh, you already mentioned, that from Rashi here it's Mashi, that the when the Gemara says, Tena, because it's Bekasto. So, Tesis explains it on the basis of Hefka Bezen Hefka, not on the basis of Tena. But Rashi doesn't mention Hefka Bezen Hefka. Rashi says, Tena, the name of Kateke, because it's Bekasto. In the Gete, Eke, Rakibushin, he doesn't mention Hefka Bezen Hefka. So why is it Niche? Kodesh Bikaspe? Because of Tnai. So the question arises, Monefshech, if the Gemara understood that it's on the basis of Tnai, because the Gemara already mentioned Kodim Kamis like the Rabban Mikamish. So the Gemara should understand that B.A. can also be on the basis of Tnai. After all, we heard Haloche Abin Bela Hamash Yotze Abba. So one can be Mikamish with B.A. also of Tnai. So why did Gemara say, according to Rashi, Tena, the Kodesh Bikaspe, Kodesh Bibiye, Ma'ikel Ne'ma? So the reason is why Bibiye was a little difficult to Rabine, that he should be on the basis of Tnai, because if it's Kodesh Bikaspe, so then the Chachomim could suggest the Tnai to the Ba'al. But Kodesh Bibiye, so that means that the Chachomim are suggesting a Tnai in the Kedusha Bibiye, so that in case the Tnai is not fulfilled, so then the Kedusha Bibiye will be a Bia's noose. So that's why Rabbine considered it difficult. So then Ramashe said, no, the Chachomim do suggest that Tnai to the Mekadesh, even though in the event of a certain contingency, it will turn out to be a Bia's noose. Because normally it will not happen. Only in an unusual situation it will happen. So it doesn't matter if the Chachomim suggest a certain Tnai that might result in making the Bia, instead of a Bia Zidushi, into a Bia Zidushi. But the Rabbine felt that it's strange for the it's strange to say that the Chachomim suggest such a Tnai to the Mekadesh, if in one contingency, so it might turn into a business. So that's why Rabbine said, Tenach Kodesh Bikaste, Kodesh Bibiye, Ma'ikel Nima. But the question arises, Monefsha, if Rabbine assumed that it is unreasonable to assume that the Chachom will suggest it now for the Mekadesh to adapt, if it might turn into Bia's news, so why wasn't it unreasonable for the Chachomim to say that the Chachomim suggested it now in Yidushi Kesef? So in Yidushi Kesef too, all the Bias would turn out to be Bia's news. Suppose, let's say, a certain Kedushi will end in a get with a Tnai, and the Tnai will be Niskai and Beinis. So then it will be Akim Rabon Kedushi, so the Kedushi will not be Kedushi. So that means that all the beers in the course of their marital life will be beers news. So why isn't that strange? Why dafke to she be strange? So we say that even if Kedushi turns out to be poka, but the BS will not be on the Reiser level, BS news. Because there is a key initius of Pilaxius. We see that from the Rambam and even according to the Rambam. So in other words, even if it ends in get and with the Tnai is Niskai Neines, but the husband will still have a kinyanishes in the isha. Not the kinyanishes of Gdushi, but the kinyanishes of Pilaxius. And even Hedyet has a kinyanishes of Pilaxius. True that the Hedyet is also the Pilagesh, so that's because of the essay of Kinyikach Isha. So he's Mechuyev to be Mikavish, to marry a woman through a kinyanishes of Gdushi. Not the kinyanishes of Pilaxius, but the Bias Nus it isn't. The Bias Nus it isn't. So that's all right in respect to Mikavish Bikasa. Mashein Kin if he's Mikavish Bibie. So if he's Mikavish Bibie, so Mele, so he cannot say he's Mikavish Bibie. If, let's say, everything will be normal, so then the Bie is a Bibie B'teras Mishn. But if there will be a get with the Tnai, and the Tnai will be in Sky and the Enes, so then the Bie should not be a Bias Mishin, but should be a Bia of Pilaxius. Because as far as the Kiyanishas of Pilaxius is concerned, it's not for Bia, it's for the state of living together, constantly living together as husband and wife. It's not a Bia that affects the Kiyanishas of Pilaxius. So the Mele, if the Chachomim did suggest a Tnai to the one who is becoming the Bia, so the Tnai is as follows. In other words, in case everything is fine and it doesn't culminate in a get with the Tnai that is fulfilled by Ines, so then the B.A. would be a B.A. of Dushi. And in case it does culminate in a get with the Tnai where the Tnai is fulfilled by Ines, then the B.A. should not be a B.A. of Dushi, but the B.A. should be a B.A. of Luz. How is it possible, this is what Rabin has, that the Chachomim should devise such a Tnai to the Mikadesh that in the event of a certain contingency, that Bia will turn out to be a Bia's news? So Ravashi says, it's possible. But Rabina felt that that's inconceivable. Mashinke, relative to one with Mikadish Bikese, so Rabina had no difficulties, because even if the Tnai is not fulfilled, even the Tnai is not fulfilled, and the Ri doesn't in the get with the Tnai, and the Tnai is fulfilled by the Ines. So there, the Kedushin is not Chal, but still, since they will be living together as husband and wife, it will not be a Bias Nus with the Raise, because there will still have a Kinyanishes in the woman because of Pilaxius. Alright, so this is Rashi's Pshat here. However, while Rashi doesn't mention in respect to Mikadosh Bekaspe the union of Hefker Bez and Hefker, but Rashi Yivomes does mention the union of Hefker Bez and Hefker. But, as it is pointed out by someone, that apparently Rashi Yivomes does not follow up the same pshat that Rashi has in Ksubes and Rashi has in Gittin. So Rashi Yivomes has the same pshat as Tesis. Rashi here in Gittin has a different pshat in Tesis. Tzadikom Ibeis. Tena the Kodesh, because Tina the college of the castle. So Rasha says, oh, Vakim Rabona will get Zelu Gdushmanei, Vishabino Mimori is Gdushmatonu Mafreya, the Efka best no Yoel. So here, in Yvomes, Rasha mentioned the same Shabbos Nitzvahs, but in Xumes, Rasha obviously does not follow up the same Shabbos Nitzvahs. So there is a variance between Rasha's Pshat in Xumes and Rasha's Pshat in Yvomes. Now, I want to mention that not all Rishayim agree that the Pshat in the Gemara Achtin Rabbeinu Gdushminei means that the Chachomim were Achtin Gdushin, so the Melee, she turns out retroactively to be a Knuyah, and she's never an Ishishish. That's the Pshat of most Rishayim. However, the Pshat of the Rashbo in the Tshuves, Tshuve Elef Kuf Samach Reis, and the Pshat of the Rambam, is something else. In other words, according, the Gemara mentions Afkin Rabon Mekdushinele in several cases. Just a few cases. First, the Gemara mentions Afkin Rabon Mekdushinele in the case of Ikir Matnai Beinus. So on the Reiser level, Ikir Matnai Beinus is not Ikir Matnai. But Chachomim or Misakim, it is a king of nine, because we should see this, we should put this, because of Afkim Rabbanu Mishnah. Then the Gemara mentions Afkim Rabbanu Mishnah in Gittin, Tachon and Gimel. But there the Gemara mentions it explicitly, Alibe de Rabshim in Gamliel. The Gemara doesn't mention it, Alibe de Rebbe, we pass in that Machlekes like Rebbe. However, according to Tesis, the same thing applies even according to Rebbe in certain situations. Now, but the Gemara mentions it explicitly, Alibe de Rav Shimon Gamliel. There is takone by Rav Gamliel that when a Baal, he sends a prince shliach, and then he decides to be mevatel the shliches, he should not be allowed. So either Isaac can be mevatel the shliches, even shalom b'fnei hashliach. Shalom b'fnei hashliach. In other words, the Baal appointed Reuven as a shliach to deliver the get to his wife. And the shliach already started his journey to deliver the get. Then a day later he decides no, he doesn't want to divorce his wife. So he says in the presence of a few people, he says, "I am mevatel the shliachs. I am mevatel the get. I am mevatel the shliach. I am mevatel everything." So the people is half. If the shliach hands over the get to the isha, the isha is not divorced. Because the Isha could be divorced only after the handing over of the get by the Shliach to the Isha. But if the Baal before the Shliach reached the destination, before the Shliach had an opportunity to hand over the get to the Isha, he was the Mevatel Shlichus, so he cannot represent the Baal. So mainly the Geira, she is not Chal. And if she does remarry, so she's an Ishishish, and if she has a child, the blood is a mamzer. Anyway, because of that possible takole, so the Chachomim or Misake, that the Baal has no right to be mivatel, is not allowed to be mivatel the shliches, except bifnei hashliach. But if he cannot notify the shliach that he was mivatel the shliches, he is not allowed to be mivatel. Now the question of Isaiah is, all right, he's not allowed. But suppose the Baal does not comply with the takones Chachomim, and in spite of the fact that the Chachomim say he is not allowed to be mevatel, so he is mevatel shalom b'shliach, is it effective or is it not effective? So Rebbe says, be clear with him, even though there is takone he is not allowed, but the Eved is effective. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, be clear with him, because in case if be clear would be mevatel, makel abez yofe. So of what avail is the takone Chachomim that he's not allowed to be mevatel shalom b'fnei hashliach if he can be able on the Chachomim with impunity and make the get chal anyway. So the mele, the Chachomim will be sakei. So if Bito is mevatel and the get will not be chal, so ma'ariyu Chachomim mitakanto in kei makir bez diofe. So because of that, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even the Eved, if the Baal is the battle of the shliches of the shliach, Shalom b'fnei Ashliach. So the beetle is null and void, as if he wasn't the Baba. So if the beetle is null and void, so that means that the get is chal. So the boy has the kasha, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if midraise, he can be the Baba, Shalom b'fnei Ashliach. So midraise, if he was the Baba, so the Shliach is no Shliach. The Shliach cannot represent the Baal anymore. So that means if the Shliach hands over the get to the Yisho is not the boss. So she remains an Ishish. And then, how can the Chachamim say no? That Bitle Eilim Mevutal, and if the Shliach hands over the get, so the Yisho is divorced and she is allowed to get married, with the Raisa she is an Ishish. How can the Chachamim be Eikir, Idobam Matera, and be Matir the woman to get married when with the Raisa she is not divorced? So again, the Gemara says that the reason as to why the people is people in the people, even though in the high say the people ashliches is effective because at kinner rabban udishne. So the Gemara mentions at kinner rabban udishne, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but we pass in like a rebbe that people is the mevutal. So maybe we don't have to apply the keach of at kinner rabban udishne. However, Teis Veshite in Gittin is that if Malibe the Rebbe, we have to resort to Afkin Rabban Dushnei. Alibe the Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have to resort to Afkin Rabban Dushnei in case where is Mevatel Shalom B'fnei Shliach. But in the presence of two, or in the presence of three, because there is a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes, in the presence of how many does the Baal have to make the bit? Let's say before the Takonis Rav Gamliel. Before the Takonis Rav Gamliel. That he's not allowed to be mivatei shalom b'fnei Ashliach, but he had to be mivatei in the presence of two or three. So there's a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. One says that prior to Takonis Rav Gamliel, so he was allowed to be mivatei shalom b'fnei Ashliach b'shliches, but he had to do it in the presence of two only. And one Rambamah says he had to do it in the presence of the best, in the presence of three Jews. So Teis Veshite is that if Malibe the Rebbe, who says that Bitle Mevutal, so that means Bitle Mevutal, if he was Mevatel in the presence of Ibez, the presence of two and the presence of three, according to Rav Nachman and according to Rav Sheshes, but it wasn't in the presence of the Shliach. So Rebbe says Bitle Mevutal, but suppose he will be Mevatel in the presence of one, not in the presence of two, or according to Rav Sheshes, he'll be mevatel in the presence of two, not in the presence of three. So then even Rebbe will be made there, that Bitlei is enemy with him. And what basis? What did I say? Even if he's not mevatel in the presence of three or in the presence of two. So it still should be, the Bitlei should be chal. Should be chal. So thesis again applies the din of Afkin Rabbanu Mishnei. So according to Teisus, the Aluch of Afkin Rabbanu Mishnei has an application even Alim the Rebbe. But Alim the Rav Shimon Gamliel, it has application in the case where it was Mevatel in the presence of a Bezdin, but not in the presence of the Shliach. So Alim the Rebbe, in such a case, it's Mevutal. But suppose he's not Mevatel in the presence of three or in the presence of two, so not in the presence of a Bezdin. So then, the Rebbe is made that Bitle is in the Mevutal. But only the Rabbanon is in the Mevutal. But Midraise, it is Mevutal, even though he wasn't Mevatel in the presence of the Beis Din. So how could the Chachamim be Misakei, according to Rebbe, that Bitle is in the Mevutal if he wasn't Mevatel in the presence of Beis Din, in the presence of three, or in the presence of two? That's not the basis of Afkina Rabbanon Gidushin. So we have two Gemaras, where the Gemara spells out Afkin Rabban Ulbishmanei, in a case where the woman has lived with the man for a number of years, and then it culminated in the get, and something happened to the get, whether the thing that happened to the get was because the get was given out Tnai, and the Tnai was the sky Venus, or he appointed a Shliach, and then he was Mevatel the Shliach. And he was mevatel the shliach, shaloi b'fnei ashliach. He was mevatel the shliches, shaloi b'fnei ashliach. So alib the Rav Shimon Gamliel, or him alib the Rebbe, if was mevatel shaloi b'fnei Beis Din. So these are the two cases that the Gemara mentions in connection with the Kedushin that culminated in a get, and something happened. There was a problem with the get, either because there was a kimat naivenes, or because there was a bitl ashliches, shalom b'fnei ashlich. Then the Gemara mentions two other cases where the Kedushin are mentioned. But the other two cases are not two cases that of Kedushin that culminated in get. But Kedushin or the Chachomim or Mafkia the Kedushin at the very outset. So the Gemara also mentions Aftin Avdash Mishnei. One is the case of the Gemara in Bulbasre Dachmentes that we discussed last time. In other words, if the husband used force, violence, against the Isha, so that the Isha said, Reitzami, we is Nikodeshes. So, Midraise, we say, Agabun se Gomor Mak. True, he used threats against her, he even hit her, and then, as a result of the violence and of the threats, she said, Reitzami, I want to be married to you. And then he was Mikavisher, so Midraise, we say, Agabun se Gomor Makne, Agabun se Gomor Makne. So the male, she is. So the male, she is. So she is Mikudeshis. But Chachomim were Mafkia Kedushin. Because who also shall be Kehige? He didn't act like a decent human being. He acted like a brute. He used force in obtaining her consent. So Chachomim also were Mishal Kehige, and they were Mafkia Kedushin. So there the Gemara also says, Afkin Rabban Kedushin. But there is a contrast between the case in Ksuves and the case in Bobasa. In the case in Ksuves or in Gittin, so it's a case of Kedushin that was followed by living together of the husband and wife, and it culminated in a get, and then there was a certain problem with the get. And the Chachomim said, Achkin Rabban Kedushin, in spite of the fact that the Kedushin was followed up by a marital relationship between the husband and the wife, but since it culminated in the get, and there was a certain problem in the get, so the Chachomim applied the Achkin Rabban Kedushin. Mashenkin, in this case, in Volbasre, so the Chachomim were Matkia the Kedushin at the very outset. In other words, it wasn't followed up by a marital relationship between the husband and wife. The Chachomim said, at the very outset, the Kedushin is Wakar. Even though I'm at the highest level, the Kedushin is Chal at the very outset, but the Chachomim will Mafkia the Kedushin at the very outset, because who also shall get it? So there is a difference between the situation in the Gemara in Ksuves and the Gemara in Gittin and the situation in the Gemara in Mobasa. Then, the Gemara in Yevomes, that Kufyud also mentions Afkin Rabban Kedushin name. Also, where the Chachomim were Mafkia the Kedushin at the very outset. That's the case where Iktano was Niskacho Shaloi Midas Abiyo Al Deimo. So the Kedushin were originally Chal only in Rabban. And then she became a Deilo. But before he was able, the husband was able to confirm that Kedushin into Kedushin the Raise. Fubie, actually Boal, so another man, an indecent person, came and he grabbed her, and he obtained her consent, and caught her by surprise. She said, Reitzami, he was Mikavisha. And so again, who also shall we get again? So the Chachomim were Mafkia Kedushin. So it's another case where the Gemara mentions Afkin Rabban Kedushin at the very out. So in other words, all together, the Gemara spells out Afkin Rabban Kedushin in four cases. In four cases. The Shein mentioned the concept of Afkin Rabban Kedushin in other situations also. But insofar as the Gemara is concerned, so the Gemara spells out Afkin Rabban Kedushin in four cases, in two cases where the Kedushin was followed by a marital relationship and it culminated in a get, and there was a certain problem that overtook the get, whether a Tnai, a Kimat Naivenes, or a Bitl Ashliches of the get, and two cases where the Chachomim were Mafkia the Kedushin at the very outset. Now, insofar as the Afkin Rabban Kedushin in Bobasa da Fontes and the Yevomes da Kofiut, where the Chachomim mentions Afkima Rabbonu Lushmi at the very outset, so all the Rishonim agree that the Pshat Afkima Rabbonu Lushmi means that you never came in Shishish. In respect to the Afkima Rabbonu Lushmi, that the Gemara mentions here in Suvets and in Gittin da Flamen Gimel, so most Rishonim explain the Afkima Rabbonu Lushmi in a similar way. Just as the Afkima Rabbonu Lushmi in Bobasa da Fontes. And the Yevom is that confused. It means the Chachomim lo mafkir the bush. So mele, this is a, it never became an ishishish. So here too, even though it was followed up by a marital relationship maybe for 50 years, but then it culminated in get. And a problem developed with the Kiyum HaTnai, because the Kiyum HaTnai was took place on the anus. Or a problem developed with the Shlichas, because the Baal shall we be Fnei Ashiach, or shall we be Fnei Bez? So, was Mevatel the Shliches. So the Chachomim applied the Aloche of Akin Rabbonu Lidushmenei. So most of the Shemim explain the same way. Akin Rabbonu Lidushmenei means that in such a case, where it culminated in a get with the Tnai that was Niskayim Beines, or with the Shliches that was the Baal was Mevatel, shall we be Fnei Ashiach, so the Chachomim declared that in the event of such a contingency, so the Kedushin should be bought. So retroactively, if this contingency did take place, so retroactively it is determined that this woman was never an Ishishish. She could have become an Ishishish by virtue of the Kinyanishas of Galaxius, but that is a different dimension. But I mean, she never was an Ishishish in the sense of Kedushin, of Kinyanishas of Kedushin. So Mele, she is a Pnuyo Limafreya. She is a Pnuyo Limafreya. And Mele, Midiraises of Rishim, all those Rishim who explain the Gemara this way of Kovin Kalish Raif, Rabon Kalafkin, Rabon Vishnei, that the Chachomim were Mamish Mafkia the Kedushin in the case here in Suez. So that means if this contingency took place, and then the woman will come and ask Kishayla, I want to marry a king. Now, if Rushin is a Suvah again, am I allowed to marry again? So the Rishayim say, she's allowed to marry again. Because Akin Rabbonu Lidushmenei. So it means, it's an annulment. I mean, there was never any Kedush. It's not Gereshin. So that means she's a Pnuyo Mafreya. So she's allowed to marry again. But it sounds strange that such a woman should be allowed to marry again. So Rishayim say, Mid Rabbonon, she's a Suvah to marry again. Because vis-a-vis the Raitse, so we consider it as if there never had been Dushit. So maybe she is not a Grusha, just Dushit Toys. So suppose a woman was married to a man and turned out to be Dushit Toys. So that means there was no Dushit, retroactively there was no Dushit. So then, even though she lived with the husband for 50 years, she's allowed, she, when it's discovered that there was never any Dushit, she's allowed to marry again. But with the Rabbonon, she's not allowed to marry again. Because vis-a-vis the Rabbonon, so it's considered as if there was a Kedushin, and the Kedushin terminated with the get. So Mele, she has a din, this kind of a woman. So, as a din of a Grusha with the Rabbonon. But with the Raisa, she is allowed to marry again. That's the Shita of Moshe. However, the Assamblee in the Rashbo and the Rabban, they say that in respect to the Afkino Rabbonon with Kedushin, that the more mentioned symbol Basra da Fontes, in Yevomes da Kofiut, where the Chachomim were mafkir the Kedushin at the very outset. At the time when he used coercion in obtaining her consent to the Kedushin, so the Chachomim said, she is not with the Kedushin. So there she is with the Zekeyan, with Raise, and with Rabbon too. Because, in the case of Yevomes da Kofiut, where one grabbed the here to Fork Tano who became Megdela before the Kedushin the Rabbonon merged into Kedushin the Raise by the Baal, so by the cohabitation of the Baal, so he grabbed her and they obtained her consent by surprise. So there the Chachomim too, just as in the case in Borobasa and Aprentes, they were Matkia the Kedushin at the very outside, at the very outset. So Mele, she is with Teresa Kehet, with Raise and the Rabbonon. Masha'im came, in this case, or the Gemara in Gittin, where the woman whose Kushin, the woman in respect to whom the Chachamim were Matkir the Kushin, so she lived with the husband and then culminated in get, but he get on the Tnai and the Tnai was fulfilled the Ines, so the Rashbo and the Ramban say she is a soul king in the Rais. But doesn't the Gemara say in this case, Atkinu Rabbonu Mikdushinei, just as the Gemara says, Atkinu Rabbonu Mikdushinei, in respect, in the case of Basra Dafontes, so the Rashbo and the Ramban, they say, here, in this Gemara, and the Gittin Dafon of Gimu, Atkinu Rabbonu Mikdushinei is not to be understood on an actual level, but it means as follows, whatever. Now, here, there was Krishna, real Krishna. And then they lived together for 50 years, maybe. Don't make any difference. And then the Baal did the get on the Tnai. And the Tnai was in the sky base. So on the Raisa level, Kim at Tnai Venus is not a king. But suppose the husband had spelled out at the time he gave the get to the Isha. Now, I'm giving that get and the Ariat Megareshes in the Ove. Mikam Vachoishine, in Rimove, in Rimove Kamp, Achshov, Mehat, Mikam Vachoishine, in Riposi, Mikam Vachoishine, in 10 Gershes. But, in case I don't come within 30 days, because of an anus, I don't care what kind of an anus, as long as I don't come, you should be in Gershes. Suppose the husband will fall down. Then there is no doubt that on the Reiser level, the king at night, the anus, would be considered as a good king at night. If he spelled it out, when we say on the Reiser level that the king at night, the anus, is not considered a good king at night, if he didn't say anything, stop. But if he spelled it out, then of course the king at night, the anus, is a king at night. So the Gemara is saying, the first notion of woman, true, that like this we should say that the king at night, the anus, is a good king at night. It's not a good kimatnai. The anus is not a kimatnai. But in view of the fact, the husband knows that Chachomim have a kiyach to be makir dushin. No one doubts that Chachomim have a kiyach to be makir dushin, not only at the very outset, as in the case in Gorbasra Dapantes, or in the Yomomis Dapkufu. The Chachomim have a kiyach to stipulate that in case the dushin would be followed by a get after 50 years or after 60 years or 70 years. It doesn't make any difference. With the Tnai, and the Tnai will be fulfilled by Nenes, so then, retroactively, the Kedushin should be null and void, as if it didn't take place. The Chachomim have such a kiyach. There is no doubt that Chachomim have such a kiyach. But the Chachomim were reluctant to apply this kiyach of Hefker Bezen Hefker. Not at the very outset. They were not reluctant to apply the keyach of Hefka to meet out the keyach. This is a special keyach. So the Chachomim were not reluctant to meet out this keyach of Hefka Bezen Hefka in the case of Golbasra Dafnites, Ivomis Dafkufu, because in that case, so the Chachomim meted out that keyach at the very outset. So it wasn't subject to any doubts. Masha'im came, in this case, if the Chachomim would meet out the Keiach of Hefker Bezen Hefker, that would mean that the marital relationship between the husband and wife would be subject to a certain contingency. We wouldn't know until after a number of years. So the Chachomim were reluctant to meet out that Keiach. But, so, the Chachomim didn't want Makir the Kedushin. The Kedushin. In every Kedushin that culminated in the get with the Tnai, which Tnai was fulfilling, Chachomim won't Matkir the Kedushin. But since the Baal knows, the Mikdash knows, that the Chachomim have that Keiach, and it's called the Mikdash Abayit Rabbanu Mikdash, so in Mele it is the wounded, it is the intention of the Baal that in order that the Chachomim, because the other alternative would be for the Chachomim to apply the Keiach. But the Baal knows that the other alternative would be for the Kedushin to be Pokal in Afreya, and that would be an undesirable situation. I mean, he's the Kamishan Nishoy, he lives with her for 15 years, and then all of a sudden, it turns out retroactively that all the Bias were Bias Nus. I mean, all right, it's not Bias Nus. I mean, that they want, she was never Mikodeshes. It's a very undesirable situation. So Mimele, because of that, the Baal prefers that any Kimat Nai, even if it's Venus, should be considered as a Kimat Nai. Rather, in order to avoid this unpleasant situation of the whole marital relationship being voided for nothing. So, this is how the Ramban and the Rashbo explain this Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Umi kemiyum mi leraisa leilavik, umi shimtsnuya sumushim putzes, shagim uli shishis laalme, ey, kol bim kamish adayim rabon bim kamish." And so the Mele, and the Chachomim certainly have a keyach to be mafkiya the Gushin. The Chachomim have the keyach to be mafkiya the Gushin, not only at the very outset, as the case in Bo'obasa that in Tessin, and the Bo'obasa that in Tessin, even in this case. But this is a very, that creates a very unpleasant situation, I mean, to find out, after living together for 50 years, there was never any Gush. There was never any Gush. Whether it is a Bias Nus, whether they did live in sin, or not, it doesn't matter so much. The fact that they were, there was never any Gush, this is a terrible situation. So the male and the husband, since everyone who is in Kaddish, when there is in Kaddish, alive the Rabbanon, he wants to do everything in accordance with the directives of Das Meshev in Israel, but at the same time he wants to avoid such an unpleasant situation. So what is the solution? What is the solution to avoid this unpleasant situation that the pushing should be bottled retroactively, and at the same time that she should, that he should act in accordance with Das Meshev Yisroel, Adayt V'Rabon. So, the only way, the only solution is if the Baal will decide that the Kiyum Atnai, even Beines, should be considered a Kiyum Atnai. And if that is the intention of the Baal, so Memele, it is a Kiyum Atnai. So in other words, it's only the Afkim Rabon Gidushim Lei, according to the Rashbo and Rambam, the Afkim Rabon Gidushim Lei, in Ksuves and in Gittin, is in the subjunctive. And the woman's daf kufiu, is an actual level. But daf kimu abon l'gdushimene in ksumes daf kimu, and in gittin daf lamet kimu, is only in the subjunctive. Because the Baal wants to do everything in accordance with das hachomin. And the hachomin do have a keyach. To be mafkiya l'gdushimene l'chayah, which is a very undesirable consequence for the Baal and the Isha, so mainly the Das, because of that, if the Chachomim didn't have a Keach of Afkin Rabbanu Gdushmenei, so then it would nothing. So the Baal has nothing to be afraid of. But since he knows that the Chachomim have that Keach, so he prefers to begin a Bidaiti, to begin a Bidaiti that the Kimat Nai Beinis should be a Kimat Nai, rather than to have such, to be overtaken by such an unpleasant situation of having the Kedushin nullified without them. So the Mele, because of the possibility of the Chachomim, of the potential of the Chachomim to be Matkia the Kedushin retroactively, so the Baal is getting a bidaite when he gives the get and it night, that no matter how the Tnai is fulfilled, it should be considered a good akhlepah. So maybe it's considered that if he spelled it out. So maybe it came out by then, it's a good time. And the same thing is true of the case in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel. Because, in other words, when he is, because of the potential by the Chachomim to be Mafkia, the Gdushim Mafreya, so the Baal prefers that his Bittul should be null and void. So it's considered as if the Baal had been made some doing. Suppose the Baal gives a get, he appoints a shliach. Suppose the Baal appoints a shliach to deliver the get to the Isha. And then, in the presence of two eidim, and before he appoints the shliach. Yeah, and then, even after he appointed the shliach. So before he's mivatel the shlichas of the shliach, in the presence of this. So he's listening to him in the presence of Kuei, and he says to them, tomorrow, in the presence of this, I'm going to say, I'm the part of the Shlichas of the Shia. But I make some joy that this Bitul HaShlichas is null and void. And then he will be in the battle of the Shlichas in the presence of Bezin. He can be in the battle of the Shlichas in the presence of Bezin of Ein Aleph too. As long as he was made some joy before that, in the presence of Lady, I am going to be in the battle of the Shlichas of the Shliach in the presence of Bezin. And I hereby declare before you that this Bitul HaShlichas should be null and void. So then, the Bitul HaShlichas has no effect. Midaraitse, because he revealed his das that the verbal Bitul HaShlichas the next day should be considered as voyage. In other words, it should be null and void. So anyway, the Bitul HaShlichas has no effect. So this is what Gemara says according to the Rashba and the Rambam. It's called in Kaddish, like the Rabbanon in Kaddish. So the Baal knows that the Chachomim have the potential and the Keach of creating a very unpleasant situation for him. If he insists upon a little enforcement of everything that he says and declares. So because of that, he prefers that the Bitul, since the Bitul HaShlichas, you ask, if he prefers that, why is he in the battle? Because he's not such a lamed, he's not so knowledgeable. But if he knew that the Chachomim or Misake, that the Bitul HaShlichas should be null and void, so maybe his das would be that it should be null and void. And he only made that Bitul because he didn't know. So his real das in depth is that the Bitul HaShlichas should be null and void. So it's considered as if he had been Meisa Midoye, that the Bitul HaShlichas should be null and void. Why is that so? Because the Baal knows that the Chachomim have a keah of creating that unpleasant situation. But, so it's only in the subjunctive, in other words. The Gemara mentions Afkin Rabon of Mishnah in four cases. Two cases where the Chachomim were Mafkiah, the Mishnah, the very outset. So they are even according to the Rambam and the Rashba. It is to be understood on an actual level. But the other two cases where the Gemara mentions Afkin Rabon of Mishnah applies to situations where the Kedushin was followed up by a marital relationship and culminated in the get, and there was a certain problem that developed in the get, whether the Tnai or because of the Shlichas of the get. So, in those two cases, the Kino Rabban Vishnei according to Ramban Rashba is only mentioned in the subjunctive, because the Chachonim could be Matkin Vishnei. So because of that, the Baal is given a das. And his real intention is that the Kimat Naibene should be considered Kimat Naib in order to avoid this unpleasant situation of Afkin Rabon with Gushmane. So, and that the Bitul HaShlichas, Shalitik HaShliach, should be null and void. Alright, but most Mishani. So, of course, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so in these cases of Afkin Rabon with Gushmane, so it is a Gushmane. So she is a soul came in the rice. She is a soul we came in the rice because he don't actually she's not a real Mafreya. She has been in the sheesh for a number of years and the issues terminated with the get. But the possibility of acting upon Dushimei is the reason as to why the Baal is game of dust. To do everything in accordance with the wishes of the Chachamim. And that was the wish of the Chachamim. That he should become a das. That the Kimat Nai Beine should be considered Kimat Nai. That was the wish of the Chachamim. That he should become a das. That the Bitul HaShlichas, Shalui Bifnei HaShliach, should be known. Alright. Now it takes the sages. Tena the Kodesh.
Shir Yud Aleph and Ksuvos Chof of Elohei Tov Shemem Aleph, September 26, 1981, on Friday, and continue.
not a machlokes just in regard to Yush. It's a machlokes in regard to Das in Kolatariko. In that last article, the Gemara mentions a case, certain Amroim came to one Amire, and he was mechaber them, he was mechaber them with certain foods, and then the Ovis was mechaber them with certain foods, but the Balabais wasn't there, and the Ovis, of course, he has no right, he has no right to give, to authorize the guests, but then when the Balabais came, So he says, why didn't you take the better food? So that has to do, so we see now that even though at the time when the foods were given by yours to the guests, so there was no das, there was no issues from the rabbis, but we see it's a chiyach sefer al philosophy. In other words, we see the rabbis were so generous. He says, why didn't you eat the better food? So according to Rabbi, so they had the right to eat the food to the guests. But according to Abaye, they didn't have the right. So we see that the machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi, where the Yush only does, is having Yush, or we have Yush. In other words, Yush in the subjunctive. Heavy known, he would be Messiah. He's not only machlokes in regard to Yush, but it's a machlokes in regard to Das in Kolatariko. Anything that requires Das, let's say, of course, it's promo, or anything without Das, it's careful, you're not allowed to take somebody's food and eat it without Das. So, suppose you know this person, the owner of the food, is such a generous person, he would gladly give it to you. But he's not in the house. So according to Rabbi, you're allowed to take his food. You come to somebody's house, and there is a tray of grapes and oranges. So according to Rabbi, and you know that he's a very generous host, but he's not in the house, according to Rabbi, you're allowed to partake of the grapes or the oranges. According to Abaye, you're not allowed. But you know that this person, when he comes, he'll be so happy to offer it to you. But right now, he didn't tell you. Eat it. So in other words, it's a das in the subjunctive. There would be das in the subjunctive. So it's really a das. It's not only a meaning of usually das, but in das in collateral. Das, shall we das? So whether it's have a das or not have a das. So in any way, we can understand according to Abaye, and we pass for like Abaye, so we can understand what this says, Mishlima, Ibein is the Shriach Klau, Vyosika Daite, She Yilze, She Eide. So we have the Kashi. But after all, why do we say that even if we assume that the Kimatnai Beines is not the Kimatnai, but if the Kimatnai Beines consisted of an anus, of natural death, in a gay, so there it is a Kimatnai. Why? Because there is an oomph in it. That the Baal wants the Isha to be Mugareshes in case the Tnai is Niskayim through the anus of a natural death. Because this is a primary factor in his motivation to divorce his wife. So, even if it's an Isha Yachlau, so he never thought about it. He never thought about it. But had he thought about it, had it been mentioned to him, had it been revealed to him, this possibility of such an awful tragedy, he certainly would have said when he gave the get to his wife that even if he doesn't come within the base chedesh because of an unnatural death occurring to him, so she should be gracious. So, in other words, so it should be considered as if he stole it out. The answer is, in other words, we pass like a bio. So usually does we have used, even though we know. So in other words, I come to a place and on the table there are all kinds of food, and I know that the host of Balabais is such a good person, and that the Balabais likes me and will be so happy if I eat all the food. I'm not allowed to eat. It's guest. Even though I know that had the Balabais been here, he would beg me to. I'm not allowed to eat. Because usually does have used, he didn't give me the shoes. So there is das is like, even though in the subjunctive there is das. So that's not considered a das. So why do we say that regarding the ears of Nise, so even according to the second version of Robert, that the Kimatnai Venus is not a Kimatnai, but the Kimatnai to the ears of death is by death is a Kimatnai, because there is an undene that he wants to get to be hard in case of such an illness. Case of an illness. So here too, he wants in case of such an illness. So what if he wants? The only reason as to why we say by Shliach or Shliach, let's say legendary, that since he wants it, so it's considered as if he's done it out. It doesn't make any difference whether he verbalizes it or he keeps it in his mind. And Mash, Dvorish Malem, it isn't, because there's an even Nemucha. So it's considered his hidden intention is considered as if it had been verbalized. Only if silently in his mind he has that intention. But in this case of the Shliach, wow, he didn't think about it at the time he did the get, nor did he think about it the day before he did the get, or a year before he did the get. He didn't think about it in a reasonable way. So the melee, but had it been told to him that such a contingency is possible, he certainly would have said, I want to get the get. But so it's usually does. So it cannot be considered that is his das. Just as we cannot say it was his that it was the das of the Malabais that he should be able to eat of the food. Because Bimtzias, he didn't say it. And so mele, it's usually das laviush. So here too, it's not considered as if he intended it. Even though in the subjunctive he would have intended that the get should be a get in such case. But that's only subjunctive. It's not in the actual. So the melee, the Bryce says, so that is all right according to Abai, and we pass like Abai, that's one of the other guys. But according to Rabbi, who says that usually does, he's happy, even though he never found out about it. But since in the subjunctive he would be in Yahich, in case he didn't know. And the same halacha applies to das butter book. So in other words, of course, if let's say somebody would come into the house of a certain person and he knows that person is a big zoya ben mitzvah, but he was waiting in a seyam, and there was a delay, he couldn't come to the house, so mele, no akoshes truma, no maestras were taken off of his club, and because of that, this person, not being told by the Malabais to be matris truma and maestras from the parents, would do it himself. So according to Rabbi, he usually does his halavuch, so even though he didn't tell this person he should be in Shliach to be matris truma and maestras, but he knows that is the intention of the person, and will be very upset if Tumis of Maestres will not be taken off. So according to Abaye, he cannot be Marcus because it's usually that. According to Rabbi, he can, so it's considered to be that. So here too, according to Rabbi, so we should say in the case of Areze Kite Yechimese Mechilze, enough for Baye Kishinochosh, Vikishinochosh, Areze. Because when Nichal and Yitipu come young, but he didn't think about it. So it's usually das. It's a rotten shalom das. It's a rotten shalom das, according to Rabbi. So maybe it is like that. But Rabbi himself applies this halacha. Here, Eisra Rabbinu Rabbi. In the end of the Chilzen, the Rabbi is not going to get. Omer Rabbi, Vein and Rei Sheili get. So Rabbi himself applies this halacha. Or I could say, since the Gemara says Yufte de Rabbe, so when Rabbe says here, Reim and Rei Sheini get, so it is after that the Yufte de Rabbe and Rabbe considered Abai. But that's not Mistada. That this memory of Rabbe, where Rabbe himself emphasizes the halacha, that Ikir Matnai, Beimis, of an Eitzel or Shriach Klal, is not considered Ikir Matnai. Even in the Enes is an Enes of Nise, in Get, where there is a story of Reunichli Tipu Kamyom, but since it's Leosika Daite, some Mele, we don't apply this story of Reunichli Tipu Kamyom, but the question is why not? So he said, because it's Yishon Das, but Robe applies that story, and Robe holds that Yishon Das are Yish. So apparently, even Robe will be made, because here it's by way of Tna. Now, the shite of the Rai Vedi, I mean the shite Sageni, the Rambam mentions the shite Sageni in his Schir Maton. So he mentions the shite Sageni. that the halacha of Tarkov, you know, Kameya says that that in order that night should be effective and that the halis of the kinyan should be contingent upon the kinyan at night, so there has to be in accordance with the mishpate atnoim of the god of Nehu. He has to be capable of it. In other words, if it's in a contrameya, we pass like Kameya. Only the shame passed like Kameya. It has to be Tarkov. In other words, if the Baal gives a get and to his wife, and he says, "In tiknuli masayin zius harayak midrashes," but he doesn't spell it out. "In loy tiknuli masayin zius einach midrashes." So there, even if she doesn't give him masayin zius, she's still midrashes because he was not capable of knowing. Not because learn out from knowing nigod nevo. So and this, so the game say the Rambam says in Tzchiyah Matone. The Rebbeim say that the halacha of Mishpat Noyim applies only to Dikne Yush, but not during the moments. In other words, if somebody will give a matone to Chaver, and he'll say, he'll give a big matone to Chaver, he'll be makne isode, and he'll execute the shtar. So isode is nikne fushta, and then he'll write in the shtar, in Dikne Yimosak, in Tirlich, we're not in playing. Are in Sodom Yisuno. And even though he doesn't spell it out, so the game says, if he doesn't go to Mokin Plaini, the Lukia, the Kabbal Matone doesn't go to Mokin Plaini, so then the Matone is not Kabbal. Even though he was not capable of knowing. So the Rambam says, the game distinguishes between Dikne and Yushin and Dina Moments. So the Raivetz. So, and the Rambam is massive. How can a game say such a thing? After all, the whole halacha of Mishpat Noyim will learn out from the God of the Rubin. The God of the Rubin did not involve the union of Tikkun of Yushi. It was a union of the Mavres. So that is the source, the motive. So then, the Rambam. So here he says in Dovzerai, he doesn't say that it's not like that, Sansan. But in Lechazishes he says it's Sansan. And there he says, after all, the whole Moke of Mishpat Noyim, they got no room. There it was a mere of the Nemomenes. So how can the game say that by the Nemomenes there is no Aloha of Mishpat Noyim? So the Raivet says, Omar Avon, Afo Pishin, Raio Lidovo, Zecha Lidovo, Vitam Godi Yishu Dovo, Veich Yitochen, Yizem Meich Karke Nesnei, Veimer Yinesnei, Oy meche, oy ki yase un kach ni kach, vi nei zin sin yode, vi yosa be, ma shi isno, avu ditnu tushin in den daito, mi kim shi nosen daito in garish, oy kadish, ein yale ke matru bidwoni, vi kilo badas, vi ruche kadas, ein tnai meo be, vi rachin ko nikari, elu im ken chiske vi kvele, u vi chole in yonim shi nispao shi boi, ki kulam chidu katnaye, u vi chito, u vi nachlas ni kodo ni rupum, bo da gamba, vi chesishes, mentions the Raya from the Machen of the Rubin, and that is the Mokeh for the Aloch of Mishpat Noyim. There it was in the Mamnes. So he said, V'nachlas Nigod in the Rubin, lo hoysom mosek at the Yad Yisroel, v'yidema l'kar kam mosek lay, v'yodom yirushos in the Mech. Now what's the Pshat of the Raya? So the Pshat of the Raya that obviously is very similar. In other words, the Raya mentions a similarly Balabadish as one. But the Raya said it, so it's more than a Balabadish as one. But on the surface, it appears like a Balabatish is wrong. That one doesn't have to be, one does not have to have the gigantic mind of the Raivet in order to say it. In Balabos, a lot of them could also say that. So he says, how can we say such a thing that if somebody He sells his sod to another, and he says, I won't be selling you the sod if you do me this favor and you make a trip to that place, or you give me a certain amount of masanzas. He doesn't spell out, but if you don't go to that place, then I'm not selling you the sod, I'm not giving you the sod. So then we should say, since he was not capable of knowing whether he goes to that place or he doesn't go to that place, whether he gives him that matone or he does, of Masanzus, or he doesn't give him matone, this suddenly sold and given to him. But he says, after all, you cannot, how can we act against the consent of the seller? So he didn't. So he didn't spell it out. But it should be toys, and that's a very strong cash. Every knife that is not capable of knowing. So why do you say, even if the tnai is not fulfilled, the kinyan is happy? But it should be toys. It should be toys. So what must we say? It's not toys. So what is the Raya Chike? The Raya Chike is like this. Because he says, so that the Raya says, that's the reason as why, in the moment, it is what, even though it was not capable of knowing, on the basis of toys. Now, if it's on the basis of toys, so we should apply the same concept of toys. We got to keep him in also. He divorces his wife, and he says to his wife, but he doesn't spell out in loititum osanzus, ain't nothing precious. So we say, the right is made, that since he wasn't capable of knowing, so she's in precious anyway, even though she doesn't fulfill the tnai. But he said he doesn't want the divorce. So the Rebbe says, Gitnu Vidushin. So, Undan Daitein, Mikimish Nosan Daitein, Garish and Kadesh, Eine Leute macht mit dem Wort, wie Kiel war das und Lücher kann das in Tnai Boyenbe, wie Rakel Kari, Elu Mikin Chiski Betrebe, und Frau Nioni, Shem Smarashe Boy, die Kulam Chizik hat Tnai, der Emser ist, a person, a normal person, doesn't base his decision to divorce a wife, not to divorce a wife, to marry a certain woman, or not, on the basis of a petty thing. He's not a normal person. If he can base such an important decision on the basis of yes, Masanzus, not Masanzus. So, if the Baal decided to divorce his wife, so he has other reasons as to why he decided to divorce his wife. It's not because he needs Masanzus. So, he divorces his wife in order to get Masanzus. He needs money, $200, he has to pay rent. So anyway, he divorces his wife, so he will solve this problem and he'll pay the rent for a month. A normal person doesn't take that way. So if a person decides to divorce his wife, if a person decides to marry a certain woman, he has other reasons. It's not the Masanzus. But, so it's not a meaning of toys. Since, when can it be considered toys if this is the primary motivation? But sometimes a person mentions something, certain prerequisites, but it's not his primary motivation. Some real estate transactions, unfortunately, that are carried out today, so one of the things that is mentioned in the transaction is that there should be, that the person should pay me cash. Even that is not the primary motivation. Because since they are making a transaction, and they make the transaction anyway, but they want to gain a certain that they shouldn't have to pay a certain tax. But, so, in other words, so, in Gitnu Gdushin that they represent such major matters that even if he mentions it now, it's not the primary motivation. It's just an additional thing. Why not? He decided to divorce his wife anyway, because he doesn't like her. So we might as well solve the problem of paying rent too. But it's not the primary consideration. So the melee, whenever a person divorces his wife, he stipulates a certain time, whatever time. So it's not the primary motivation. And so actually without the Xerasakosu for the initiative, God of Yahweh, so Tnai wouldn't be the battle of the Chayim Sagir. Because on the basis of toys, when is a child to say toys if the fact as to which he was deceived is of primary consideration? But if it is not of primary consideration, it's of secondary consideration, then it's not his. Of course he would prefer to get Masayim's results. Why not? It will solve another problem. He has to pay rent. He wants to buy something. So he mentions it, but it's not his primary consideration in divorcing his wife. So in other words, the Rambam says, Kitnu Kedushin is a Nian Gov. So the Mele, so the Tnai, yes Kimat Nai, no Kimat Nai, represent only Kirba Das, Rukhba Das. It's not this. So if there hadn't been a Parashe of the God of the Rubin, then there wouldn't be a Lachat Nai. So then the Lachat would be, even if he is capable of it. As a matter of fact, Tesis Iksuvet Lachmum Gov said that if not for the Parashe of the God of the Rubin, then we would say that even when he's capable of Noe, so, and the Tnai is not in Skyrim, so the king is still hot. But because there is Iseras HaKosov of Toim, so since it's not on the basis of Toim, but it's a special halacha, that the non-Kimat Tnai is Mevati, the king is Mevati the king, so the halacha is only when the Tnai is formulated in certain ways. Like in the Maise, Kifur at Nai, Zohar, in Kidim Olav, all the halachas. Then the Kinyan is bottom because of the halacha of Noi, but not because of Toes. Not because of Toes. Why should it be because of Toes? Because Toes is shayach only when it's a primary consideration. In a certain fact, in a certain prerequisite, is a primary consideration. But here, in Kidim Olav, yes, Kimat Nai, no Kimat Nai is not a primary. If he's a normal person, so it's not. If he's not normal, all right, it's anything. I mean, so even playing ping pong might be of primary consideration in divorcing his wife or in marrying him. So, Memele, it's not always, but it's especially just a question that the bitl at night is mevatel ha'olis. But Mashiach came in the moment. So why couldn't such a small thing in Telephone complaining be the primary consideration for the transaction? So, in other words, of course, the Rambam is very underrated, but the Rambam could also agree with the Rambam's word that when the Tnai is not misguided, so then there is no choice. But except the right holds, the Rambam told, the Rambam could also agree with that halacha. With that aloche, that Tnai is a special Zerzakosu. But the Rambam Shike could be that just as by Gitnu Dush, we say it only represents the Tnai, is not the primary consideration. So the Rambam says, but the Nemomenes is different. So the Rambam Shike is, the Nemomenes is not different either. In other words, if a person decides to sell me something, so yes, Kimat Nai, no Kimat Nai is a petty consideration. He mentioned it because it's an additional thing that he's interested in, but it's not a primary factor. But the Rambam could agree with the Rambam that whenever you make a Kinyan on a certain Tnai and the Tnai is not fulfilled, so the reason as to why the Kinyan is bottled, not because of that. Why not because of Torah? Because it's only a union of Kirubah Das and Rukhba Das. But the Rambam holds only in Gitin Kedushin, which represents the union of God and Eid, so it's only a union of Kirubah Das and Rukhba Das. Mashenkin in the Momenes, which do not represent such a union of God, so it might be, so it needs to be considered as the primary motivation. And the Rambam Shiki is not, even in the Momenes. So it's not the primary motivation. So it's only a mean of Kilomadas and Lilgadas. So in many ways, it's not bottled on the basis of Toys, but it's bottled on the basis of especially the Sakos of Noi. So in many ways, it has to be in accordance with the Mishnah Dachman. So in many ways, we can say here, why does the Gemara say that even according to the second portion of Bob, that there is no Akim Rabban Mishnah? And on the highest level, so we say Kimat Nai Deinez, is not the Kimat Nai. So, but in respect to a name of Nisei of a natural death, so then it is Kimat Nai. It is Kimat Nai. Why is it Kimat Nai? Because it is considered Kimat Nai because that is the primary consideration. So the melee, according, and but in the case, so in the case of his shriach or ishriach, so it is something that the Baal thought about it. If he didn't think about it at the moment, when he gave the get to his wife, because then he was thinking about something else, but he thought about it before. So the melee, it's considered as an indirect muhach, if it is something that is. That he thought about it, so really it's considered as an indirect muhach, so it's considered as if he spelled it out. As if he spelled it out. Mashe'inke, in the case of an innocent Mishriach Klal. So he never thought about it, not at the time of the Sinisaget, nor before. But had it been mentioned to him, this possibility of this has been shown in that tragedy, so then he would have agreed that even a non-coming within the base chedesh resulting from an unnatural death should be considered a kibat nai. But he didn't think about it, so we cannot say it's considered as if he spelled it out. But had knowing been based upon toys, so then according to Rabbi, who says here shomidas aviyush, so it would be considered toys. But knowing in general is not bottled, so is not based upon toys. Knowing in general is not based upon toys. So it has nothing to do with the din of das klatelikoi. But it's special aloha of knowing. So special aloha of knowing. So mainly the aloha is that if somebody stipulates it now, if he stipulated the tnai in accordance with Mishkat Noim, and the tnai is not fulfilled, so then it's considered that the get is not. And if the tnai is fulfilled, so then it's considered that it's not hal. But so if we have to say that a kiyama tnai beines is not a kiyama tnai, even though we know that had it been revealed to him that of this tragic consequence that might happen, that might overtake him, of ikishe nochosh, nochul bayis, or noshre ari, so he would have said, let this kind of a kimat nai through this kind of an anus be considered kimat nai. But so in das, it would be a question of poes. So according to Rabbi, Yushon das ari yush, so das in the subjunctive is also considered das. But here, when there is a tnai, when the get is given with a tnai, so when we say that the get is not hal, it's not on the basis of toys, but it's on the basis that the bitla tnai, the kiyum at tnai should affect the gerashim. The kiyum at tnai should affect the gerashim. So it has to be on the basis of knowing not of das. But if it's an enes dishriach or ishriach, so there is an indirect muhach, that this is what he meant. If this is what he meant, even though he didn't verbalize, it's considered as if he verbalized it. So there is it now. But if it's an indirect shriach lal, he never thought about it. But in the subjunctive, he would have thought about it. If it had been mentioned to him, it would have been revealed to him. But this subjunctive remains in the subjunctive. He never thought about it, so there was no tnai. Shriach or shriach is considered as if it was spelled out. Silently spelled out. It doesn't make any difference. There is no aloha in Mishpat Noim that of Bitus was saying, it's not in Eder, it's not in Shmue. In other words, so if we know that was his hidden tnai, whether he thought about it at the moment of Nesines Aget, or he thought about it a day before, or a year before, or a year before, it doesn't make any difference. As long as he thought about it, and that, so mainly it's considered as if he stumbled out at the time of Nesines Aget. So there is a tnai. Masha'im came immediately, Shriach Klal, he never thought about it. So it cannot be considered as if it had been spelled out, that in case he will not come in the course of his relation as a result of an unnatural tragedy, so she should be regracious. He never thought about it, so it cannot be considered as if he spelled it out. So, but according to Rabbi, usually does, is how we use. But here, we cannot operate with the concept of toys, because tnai is not based upon toys. It's a special aloha. So if tnai was spelled out, and the tnai said If he doesn't come, and what does it mean if he doesn't come? He doesn't come in the natural way, doesn't come. But if he doesn't come in an unnatural way, so there is no fulfillment of night, no fulfillment of night. It cannot be how, even though that would have been his intention. So, but it's not based upon Doyle, so even according to Ovid. So it's a. But according to Avayu, we don't even have to resort to it, because even if Nayib be based upon Toys, so you Shalom Das, that means what Shalom Das is we have us. Alright, we'll leave it here. Alright, so for Sunday, we'll have to go over the Sugya in the Gomez, and we'll probably start the next Sugya, of Yoy Vayat. So we should be ready on the basis, the long basis.